Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The European Union is urging an investigation into the mass graves found in Gaza. Civil defence teams say another 51 bodies have been recovered from the grounds of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. The remains of more than 300 people have been discovered since Saturday. Israeli fighter jets and tanks are bombarding the Gaza Strip from the air and the ground, including Jabalia. The health ministry says at least 79 people have been killed and 86 injured in the past 24 hours. More than 700 Israeli settlers have entered the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in occupied East Jerusalem. Non-Muslims are allowed to visit the site for 4 hours every morning. Security restrictions have been tightened for the Jewish holiday of Passover. The Israeli military has launched attacks on what it says are Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. At least 14 airstrikes targeted positions between the border towns of Ayat Ashab and Ramia. The Israeli military and Hezbollah have been exchanging fire across the border almost daily since October the 7th. Iran's President Ebrahim Raisi has arrived in Sri Lanka on a visit aimed at strengthening ties between the two countries. He will meet the President, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and inaugurate a multi-million dollar power plant built by an Iranian engineering company. A Ukrainian drone strike has targeted a fuel and energy depot in Slemensk in western Russia. The strike caused a large fire, but no casualties have yet been reported. Meanwhile, Russia launched several missiles targeting Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv. The missiles hit a residential area, damaging buildings and dozens of cars. At least six people were injured. The former leader of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party is in court over allegations of historic sex offences. Geoffrey Donaldson was forced to resign in March after the accusations. He denies the charges. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says he will allow the representative for the UN's Human Rights Commissioner to resume operations in the country. Maduro had ordered all UN staff to leave the country in February. The International Criminal Court is investigating the Venezuelan president for alleged crimes against humanity. That's after more than 100 protesters were killed in 2017. A heat wave is causing major disruptions across South and Southeast Asia. At least five people have died from heat stroke in Bangladesh. Thousands of schools have been closed and there have been regular power outages. Several people have also died from extreme heat in the Philippines.
On the Inside Story podcast, the head of Israel's military intelligence resigned over security failures that led to Hamas's attack in October. What message does it send in the middle of Israel's war on Gaza? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.